This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks of tariffs and counter-tariffs between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China leading to uncertainty for businesses and households. The U.S. could impose added duties on aluminum products this week. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more on the economic risks.
I actually spoke with the chief economist at Moody's today, Mark Zandi, who says that the recession risk is growing. He now puts it at 35% versus 15% for a recession early next year. He says this could happen if the Trump tariffs are put in place and remain there for at least a few months.
Ukrainian President Zelensky arriving in Saudi Arabia ahead of tomorrow's ceasefire talks with U.S. and Russian officials. A source close to Zelensky tells ABC News he will propose a partial ceasefire during talks. In California, the district attorney in L.A. says he will not oppose resentencing for the Menendez brothers. Both are serving time for the murders of their parents more than 3 decades ago. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX.
Meteorologists are concerned about public safety as the Trump administration plans layoffs at the National Weather Service. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. The numbers to be let go remain unclear.
The NWS has 3 offices in Wisconsin, including one here in La Crosse. Wisconsin's Democratic elected officials are pushing back on the Trump administration's plans to let go of tens of thousands of VA workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
According to federal officials, Wisconsin has about 11,000 VA workers. Several committees meet ahead of the La Crosse Common Council meeting on Thursday. Today, it's the Board of Public Works, which will consider a request to end the leases by the city brewery for parking lots near the brewery in an ongoing dispute between the city and the brewery over odor emissions. The Climate Action Committee also meets today to review several agenda items, including a pair of requests that would go to the Common Council later this week. 4 other committees will meet before Thursday's meeting. It'll feel like spring today, as high temperatures will be in the 70s in many places across the Cooley region. Gusty winds will cool temps off to the 30s overnight, with highs topping out near 50 degrees tomorrow. Then we warm back up by the end of the week, when we're expected to get a round of wet weather Friday into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks lose to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Cavaliers, the first place team in the Eastern Conference, beat the Bucks at Fiserv Forum, 112-100. The Bucks committing 17 turnovers. How did that happen? Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma.
I think how we played offense and we played on our heels a little bit, not playing aggressive, not being decisive. Probably got to us a little bit.
College basketball. The Badgers women's team coach, Marissa Mosley, is out after 4 seasons at Wisconsin. Her overall record, just 47 wins and 75 losses as the Badger women's head coach. Football, receivers Davante Adams and Seattle's DK Metcalf have found new homes in the NFL. The 32-year-old Adams will sign a 2-year deal worth $46 million with the Los Angeles Rams, while the Seahawks will trade Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a 2nd-round pick. The Steelers are agree to sign him to a 5-year contract worth $150 million with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's practically feeling like summer out there. Shattering record highs across the state, we're going to climb to the low 70s. This'll break our 1894 record of 67 degrees. And don't mind the breeze that's pulling out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above where we should be. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin and streaming live, worldwide, on the Civic Media app. It's the Todd Allbush. I'm Todd Allbush. That's Aaron Zommers on the board at 1:06. Can we start the hour over? Can we just start the hour over? Let's start the hour. Hang on. We're going to start the hour over.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbush, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board at 1:07. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Monday, March 10th, 2025. See, sometimes you just need a do-over.
That was much better.
That was a mulligan. Sometimes in broadcasting, as in golf, you need a mulligan. And I just, I'm doing, see, here's the deal. And this will tell you something about me. Maybe this is a sign now I've become too reliant on Twitter X. And you say, well, Todd, why are you still messing around with the Elon Musk thing? Well, here's the deal. If you're not familiar, on your feed, as they say, things that come across your screen, you can either set it for people you follow or people who are suggested. If you're on the suggested part, you get a lot of crap. If you're on the follow part, you really don't. And so you choose who you follow. So I follow legitimate news sources, ABC, CBS, CNN, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Scott Bauer, Wisconsin AP, so on and so forth. And so that's how I curate a lot of what I bring to you, finding stories, reading articles, sending things to myself, sending Zommers cuts I find off of that. Well, it went down this morning, crashed, and it's still a little spotty.
So and Todd's brain followed.
And my brain, because I'm just so reliant, it's like, oh, how do I find these clips? I need Dan Schaefer, quite frankly, to become recombobulated because on a Monday, I'm a little bit discombobulated. All right. Anyway, you're going to have a big show here in the second hour. What's worse is coming up. Things that are too salty or foods that are too sweet. We'll talk about that in a minute. Big sports weekend for Wisconsin sports across the entire gamut, highlighted by Wisconsin Badger hockey, women's hockey, winning the WCHA and getting the number one seed of the NCAA tournament. We'll talk about that. Big upset in Division III at my alma mater, UW Platteville, as Wisconsin Lutheran College upset the Pioneers on their home court in the NCAAs to move on to the Sweet 16. Congrats to them.
Wisconsin Lutheran College from down there in southeast Wisconsin. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I want to pick up because I messed this up. It was completely my fault. Because, again, of this Twitter going down. I want to play you this cut from one of my favorite political movies, Primary Colors. It stars the great Kathy Bates as the political consultant and Emma Thompson and John Travolta as the power couple. This is basically the movie that was based on the novel that was supposedly based on Bill Clinton's primary run in 92. So Travolta plays the Clinton character. Emma Thompson plays the Hillary character. And they found out something about their primary opponent that's going to be damning a sexual escapade that was brought on at a dark time in his life, which they agree probably wasn't really his fault. But if they use it, it'll knock him out of the race. And the Clinton character, Stanton, that goes by in the movie, can win. And so Kathy Bates' character brings this to them and is basically going to say, we can't use this. But she sets it up talking about the night that they were all in Miami as kids in the 1972 race, in which McGovern was running against Nixon. And McGovern chose as his running mate Missouri Senator Thomas Eagleton. And it turned out after he chose him that Eagleton had had some mental illness problem. And at the time, in the late early 70s, they addressed it with shock treatments, which were very taboo to even talk about. And so McGovern had to get rid of him. And so she's talking about this when they were kids and what Jack Stanton, the Clinton character, said to her. And I'm going to come back and tell you why it's pertinent today and then take your phone calls.
Forget that convention. Libby, for Christ's sake, what are you doing? What's the point? The point is Eagleton. Remember, Jack? I must have known you, what, 2 days then? We hear that McGovern has chosen a vice president who had electric shock treatments. And for the first time, I actually consider the possibility that we might lose to that brain Nixon. I mean, before that, I was absolutely convinced we would win. Can you imagine, Henry? We were so young. And this one, he takes me out. We go to this little open-air Cuban joint. Remember, Jack? I got my head in my hands. I mean, life has ended. And I say, they did it, the CIA. It had to be the CIA. I couldn't believe that Tom Eagleton would really be a nutcase. They had to have dragged him off and drugged him and made him crazy. It couldn't have been that McGovern was just a complete f***ing amateur. No, they did dirty tricks. And I said to Jack, we got to get the same capability as the CIA. Remember, Jack? We got to be able to do dirt, too. And you said no. Our job is to end all that. Our job is to make it clean. Because if it's clean, we win. Because our ideas are better. You remember that, Jack?
That was a long time ago.
Libby, you said it yourself. We were young. We didn't know how the world worked. Now we know.
There you go. Now we know. The Hillary character, played by Emma Thompson in Primary Colors. I play that for you because if you ever get a chance, I can still stream it. Certainly, I have it on DVD. Yes, I do. I never worked on presidential campaigns directly. And yes, it's fiction, but it's based on, and I'll tell you from, you know, a lot of campaigns over a lot of years, everything about this movie is based in truth. At some level, everything in this movie has happened to some degree somewhere along the lines in American politics. Primary Colors, check it out. But I play it because it's indicative of, in a degree, where we're at today. With this, I talked about this tweet that was going all over liberal democratic socials this weekend. It was a real clip of Trump, where he's talking to the head of FIFA, the World Cup organization, saying his words that they, meaning the Democrats, rigged his words, the election, and then I became president, and so therefore he's going to be president in 2026. He's clearly talking about the 2020 election, saying that was rigged. Again, let's check the facts. It was not. But folks on social on the left took this and made up a headline saying, user clip, Trump admits election was rigged for him to win. Trump admits that the presidential election was rigged in order for him to win, unquote. A, that's not what he was saying. And B, it perpetuates more disinformation on the left, the far left. This is not a mainstream idea, thankfully, but it keeps being brought up that somehow the 2024 election was stolen, rigged through voting machines or whatever. That is not true. It is no more true that the 2024 election was rigged than the 2020 election was rigged. Period. End of story. It couldn't be, to use Kathy Bates' character's words there in the movie. I mean, these Democrats were so upset in 72 that McGovern's people hadn't done their research on Eagleton. You know, it couldn't be that they were just that incompetent running campaigns. Somebody had to do this to us. It had to be somebody else. And again, trying to put myself in the place of Democrats, which I am not one. I'm an independent. I'm trying to appreciate as best I can how frustrated longtime Democrats are that Trump won this election. But in my opinion, the answer isn't to try to make some fiction up or blame someone else. Look internally, like Brian Schatz, the Democratic senator from Hawaii, has done. And has said the sentence, we Democrats need to talk more like normal people, unquote. Meaning, as those cuts I played earlier, when Bernie Sanders was in Altoona this weekend, Wisconsin, when people said we're worried about hunger, heat, meals, paying bills, shoes, boots, eyeglasses. Those are the issues, in my opinion, the Democrats should be focused on and promoting candidates and ideas and leaders in their party that want to talk about that instead of well-meaning individuals who say we have to make everyone's individual issue the number one issue. We can't leave anybody behind, no matter how far out on the spectrum it is. That is not a winner when it comes to running general elections statewide or nationwide. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to L.A. Tom, who's been patient. L.A., thanks. I just wanted to get that out there. What say you?
Yeah, I think part of the problem is, honestly, is the media, not civic media, but the regular media. You know, you see like, when Zelensky was, you know, there, it was like, Zelensky blowing up or something like that.
Right.
Or
yeah, yes. Yes.
Or they always have to put it where, Bernie showed up for all the Democrats. It's like, what are you talking about? You show up for the human beings in the area.
Yeah, I'll just interrupt a second. Give you another example. I watched CBS this morning. The reporter there, a good reporter, said this morning that Trump misspoke last week in calling Zelensky a dictator. He didn't misspeak. He intentionally said that. Go ahead.
I just think it's really sad because I don't know, you know, I mean, it's the big money. It's the money in politics that is basically dividing all of us. And it's like, you know, you talk about the people that you visited with and when you guys went on your tour and stuff like that. I agree with you 150%. And I would say that, honestly, the things that Bernie Sanders has proposed, 70% of the country actually agrees with it. So it's something where the oligarchs are trying to keep us divided. Just like Scott Walker said, you know, develop the strategy, divide and conquer.
Up against the clock, Tom. Thanks for calling in. Peggy is next. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 months after peaceful voting rights marchers were viciously attacked in Selma, Alabama, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Anti-voter legislatures are now challenging the VRA's protections, even though that discrimination continues. the VRA was intended to give teeth to the 15th Amendment, prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, or previous enslavement. The VRA's Section 5 requires states with a track record of discrimination to pre-clear their election law with the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority in Shelby County versus Holder in 2013 began an erosion of those protections by prohibiting the DOJ from enforcing those preclearance requirements. In the ensuing 12 years, power-hungry state legislatures unleashed a torrent of anti-voter bills designed to suppress specific groups, including Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters. A 2021 decision, Brnovich versus DNC, made it harder to argue those bills discriminated by race. In 2024, the conservative majority made it more difficult to prove racial gerrymandering under the VRA Section 2 in Alexander versus South Carolina NAACP. The latest attack, a 2025 Supreme Court case from Louisiana, argues the VRA's provision for majority-minority voting districts is itself discriminatory. More on that tomorrow. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 12. Why do I am, what's that? I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you right now, it's not Twitter. I know exactly what it is. It's this dang daylight saving time.
Yeah.
It has me discombobulated and thrown off on a Monday. I tried to like go to bed early. I tried to sleep in. It's the daylight saving time. I love the light at the end of the day, by the way. But I'm thrown off. 855-752-4842. Our friend, ongoing contributor watching on Facebook, Jeff Perry, says, Todd, you may want to try Blue Sky. It's essentially the same as Twitter with nearly all the same news sources. I like it. Well, Jerry Perry, I am on the Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky, but I just haven't had time to like find all of the same people I follow on Twitter as I do on Blue Sky. And also, I learned this, and you tell me, I'm talking to my friend real time over the air. Here's, and if anybody else knows this, I tried to take my post from Twitter and put it on Blue Sky over the weekend. Now, apparently, Blue Sky limits their carrot. Do you have to have like a subscription to have longer Blue Sky messages?
We have to do that on Twitter. On Blue Sky, I don't know if you can.
I'm limited. Sure. I'm limited. To quote Wicked. So anyway, no, I get it, Jeff. I need to go more into Blue Sky. I'll try that. Who is this on from Madison WMDX?
Jordan.
Jordan, thank you very much, Jordan. Asking, by chance, could you tell me the song title for the show's outro? The lyrics go something about banging your drum. I'd like to look up and give the whole song a listen. I absolutely can, Jordan. It comes to us from a group called Dead Man Fall from the UK. And the song is called Bang Your Drum. Bang Your Drum by a group called Dead Man Fall. I found it years ago when the former host of The Late Late Show on CBS, Craig Ferguson, originally from the UK, and he found this group and he had him on the show and he sat in with them on his last show. They came on the show and he sat, because Ferguson plays drums. And so he played that song a lot on his show. And I just think it's a great moniker that we're going to go through bad times, but keep going. Keep banging your drums. Somebody will hear you. Somebody else will start banging their drum along with you and create a chorus. I think it's a great metaphor for what we try to do on the show. give a little hope, encourage people to keep banging their drum, and together we can raise our voices. The group is called Dead Man Fall. The song is Bang Your Drum, which more often than not is how we end the show every day. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. By the way, Jordan, thanks for listening to us on WMDX in beautiful Madison. Peggy calling in from Brooklyn. Peggy, I was through Brooklyn last week for the first time in a while. I went down to Greene County in Monroe. Always drive through Brooklyn. It's a great little community if folks have never been there. How are you?
Good. So your previous caller nailed it on the head. I have
LA
so
Tom.
Many Democrats, and I have so many Democrats and so many Republicans calling me out saying, you are so far left. I am not a liberal. And the Democratic Party has to move to the middle because they're losing people. Because people want to be in the middle and see both sides of it. They can't be so far left, so far right, they won't meet in the middle. And as soon as I say to them, they'll say to me, you have to quit putting things on Facebook. And I said, we need to meet in the middle. I'm not arguing with you left or right here, but we need to meet in the middle. And they don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Peggy. You're talking my language. And you know who else? I mean, to a degree, the senator, U.S. senator who gave the Democratic response to Donald Trump's two-hour speech to Congress last week, Democrat from Michigan, Alyssa Stolkin, in a piece over the weekend in The Hill, argued that since the election, President Trump has had Democrats, quote, on their heels. Stolkin joined NBC News' Meet the Press on Sunday, where she was asked by host Kirsten Welker about if the Democratic Party has a leadership to help navigate the Trump administration. She said, quote, look, I mean, people who know me, I'm pretty straightforward. I don't think it's a secret that Democrats have been on their heels since Trump won the election, right? Slocum said. I don't think that's something that's being hidden. Slocum delivered the rebuttal, of course, to President Trump. She went on to say, I think you can't get better until you admit you have a problem. I think some of the new voices in the party have been agitating about it, right? New senators, new representatives, new folks who are like, hey, we need to do more. We need to be showing that we're actually having a plan to stand up on really important moments of inflection. So that's what I'm trying to do from within. Senator Slocum, from Democrat from Michigan. And by the way, to Peggy's point and to LA Thomas' point as well, if you look on social media from folks on the progressive left, I'll call it, there were many that were very angry about Senator Slocum's speech. Her rebuttal against Trump.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great as well. But now we're seeing in real time the challenge here for the Democratic Party, to Peggy's point and to Slocum's words, that Slocum is someone who can appeal to the middle. And I'm not talking about appealing to people who are, you know, voting hook, line, and sinker for Donald Trump. Many of those folks we're not going to get. I'm talking about the folks in the Democratic Party who chose to stay home or not vote the full ticket in November, and that even narrower band of people who consider themselves independents who chose to either vote for Trump or just not vote in the presidential election. And I think that for some people in the Democratic Party, they're zero sum. In other words, you have to agree with all my issues or I don't want any part of it. And again, I go back to that clip I played earlier from Primary Colors. When you get now I'm going to sound like the old man that I am. When you get a little experience under your belt, you have a greater appreciation for pragmatism. And you learn that it's often, if not almost always, of course, there are red line issues like basic human rights. But generally speaking, in elected politics, it's better to be pragmatic and get 75% of the loaf rather than zero. 855-752-4842. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to a crowd of over 2,000 people in western Wisconsin on Saturday as part of his Fighting Oligarchy tour. Sanders appeared at Altoona High School near Eau Claire. An estimated crowd of 2,600 were on hand to hear Sanders speak out against the Trump administration and billionaire Elon Musk, who has been the face of the federal government's mass layoffs since Trump took office nearly 2 months ago. Sanders also criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not meeting with constituents. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a lawsuit with 20 other states that seeks to halt the Trump administration's mass layoffs and reinstate federal employees. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The attorneys general are asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale federal reductions in force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations.
The lawsuit argues that a reduction in force of more than 50 employees requires by law at least 60 days' notice to state governments. One person is hurt after a shooting on La Crosse's north side yesterday afternoon. The shooting happened around 4:30 p.m. on the 1200 block of Logan Street, according to the La Crosse Police Department. Officials said the person who was shot has non-life-threatening injuries and that the shooting is an isolated incident. The LCPD is asking anyone who has an outdoor camera to look for anything suspicious from that area yesterday afternoon. Tips can be sent in to La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers at 608-784-TIPS or on the P3 app. This week is the girls' basketball state tournament in Green Bay. On Thursday, boys basketball sectionals begin after regional championships were won on Saturday. Onalaska will face West Salem in Division 2, while Aquinas will play Luther in Division 4. In D5, top-seeded Cochrane Fountain City will take on Columbus Catholic. The boys state championships will be held next week at the Kohl Center in Madison.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's practically feeling like summer out there. Shattering record highs across the state, we're going to climb to the low 70s. This'll break our 1894 record of 67 degrees. And don't mind the breeze that's pulling out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above where we should be. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think I'll take my whiskey, leave my car.
Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, March 10th. Zomers, when you dial up.
Too Sweet by Hozier.
Fantastic. Very appropriate indeed. Hot by who?
Hozier.
Hozier. All right. Never heard of Hozier.
You've definitely heard some of his music before. He's been pretty popular on and off.
All right. Very good. Very good. 855-754. Let's try that again, Todd. 855-752-4842. The daylight saving time change has messed my head up. And I came into today feeling pretty good about it. I thought, well, I'm prepared. I worked on the show over the weekend. But still, the daylight saving time messing things up. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Rick in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Thanks for calling in. Rick, what do you have?
Well, Todd, how's it going?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'll tell you. All right. Hang in there with this weather.
right.
The thing is, you know, this is like all-star wrestling. You know, yeah. It's always rigged. It's never rigged. It's always the other guy when you're in trouble. You know, it's like acting.
Go ahead.
Then the media comes on. It's like flies on a dead fish. You know, they just, whatever's going on, they're just eating it up, you know.
No, I agree. And you know who else agrees with you is our very own political editor, Dan Schaefer, here at Civic Media, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. And he was on this show a while back. He wrote a column. You can find it at civicmedia.us and at the recombobulationarea.com, where he said that, you know, look, whether we like it or not, the MAGA party under Trump has become the pro wrestling party. To your point, that it's a spectacle. Now, whether we agree with that spectacle is beside the point, but they know how to get attention. They know how to make this entertaining. And to some degree, not saying that I think Democrats should become a pro wrestling type of party as well, but you have to learn how to cut through today's media and get your message across. Would you agree? Rick is there?
Hello?
Rick, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Rick, do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I met a guy that was a police officer in Washington, D.C. during the Kennedy era, and he said, you know, watch out for these Hollywood politicians.
Right.
You know, that there's all kinds of politicians. They're just actors, you know.
Well, Reagan was.
And
he was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're good at fooling people.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
You know?
Well, appreciate your listenership, Rick. Thanks for calling in. 855-752-4842. Let's go back one. Zomers on the old text line here to Kurt, listening in Madison on WMDX. So Kurt says, quote, so what you're telling me is that if the Democrats message better, that all the far-right red states would have voted for a Democrat? No way in hell. The two driving forces that resulted in the loss were Harris was a woman, and I believe she would have made a great president, by the way, and those who failed to vote. And those are the hard facts. Ignorance and being lazy is a choice. That includes the blue and purple states, unquote. That is from Kurt, a listener off the text line in Madison. No, I don't. I mean, again, I don't want to get too far into this today. We've talked about it at length, Trigby and other people. I don't think that if the Democrats message better that the far right would have voted Democratic. But I do think that there was a disconnect, A, between Democrats motivating their base as in evidenced in those who stayed home or simply chose not to vote at the top of the ticket. And B, as Trigby Olson, someone who's worked on national presidential races and won, has talked about, is that on some issues, not all, and by the way, I don't blame Harris. I don't think that Trigby does either. Harris directly, I think it's people around her. I mean, Tim Walz tweeted out, governor of Minnesota, the vice presidential nominee last time around. Self-reflection, he said, we held back a little bit. We were too safe. Remember how when Tim Walz first got on the ticket, he had the catchphrase, you know, Republicans are just weird. MAGA folks are just weird. And that caught on. That was popular. And then the political consultant class around the Democrats and Walls and Harris said, you can't use that word. You might offend somebody, calling them weird. We don't want anybody to think that we're calling anyone weird. Well, it was something that connected with people. It was something that was funny. And it was true. J.D. Vance is a weird guy. And so Walls said, well, look, we played it too safe. I think that's good. I think that's good self-reflection. And as Trigvi has mentioned, in particular on the trans issue, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, nobody campaigns better. She hit back on those allegations that she was supporting, you know, trans people in prison and giving them, you know, gender-affirming care. It's just not a thing. And she struck back on it and said, you're lying about my record. And Harris's folks never did because they were afraid of what's called in the Democratic parlance, blowback scores, that you might offend someone in the Democratic base. So I think it's things like that. Reed Galen, who's been on the show, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, now with president of the union, has a great podcast out right now talking a little bit about messaging. And Reed makes the point, as I did in my column last week, we didn't know we were making the same point, basically, wrote separate columns or podcasts in the column, that it's very difficult to get people, voters, to listen to you, to what you're saying, if they don't feel you like them. So if you're attacking them all the time as terrible people, or, you know, they're just stupid, or they, you know, all kinds of name calling, they're never going to vote for you. And I think there were some, not all, certainly not Tammy Baldwin. Tammy Baldwin should be the template for Democrats, particularly in Wisconsin, in my opinion. She goes to the dairy breakfast. She goes on the farm. She goes to the pancake dinners. She goes to the VFWs. She goes to the Dells, the Wisconsin Dells, and talks with the businessmen and women. She goes to northern Wisconsin and sits in dive bars and finishes her beer. Talks to hunters. And is a real person. And although they might not always agree with her, they say, you know what? She gets us. She likes us. That should be the example, in my opinion, for Democrats. 855-752-4842. Perry calling in from beautiful Oconto. Perry, thanks for calling. What's up?
I agree with the Tammy Baldwin statement. She gets out there, she states her case and stuff like that, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the Democratic Party and meeting in the middle and that type of stuff. I just think the messaging was off in this election. It was the most underwhelming presidential election I ever voted in. I didn't see anything that was really striking where it was like, get off the couch and go vote, other than protect democracy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something you can catch on your computer called Democracy Now. Very good. They have different guests on there talking about different topics. But on Thursday, they had Ralph Nader talking, and he actually did talk about that senator from Michigan giving the rebuttal. And he was talking about it was kind of underwhelming. It wasn't showing the Democrats taking up policies for the average person. They didn't talk about raising the minimum wage. They talked a little bit about child care and that, but it wasn't really something that was get behind the people.
Let me ask you this, Perry, sure. not to cut you off. I'm assuming you're generally a Democratic voter. Is that fair to say?
Pretty much.
Okay.
For a sheriff, there's no other.
Right? What would you say, what would you as a Democratic voter like to hear from the Democratic Party or Democratic candidates that would excite you more to vote?
Well, I think one thing, this is just me personally, but the environment is my number one issue. If we don't do something there, and now we have Tony Weed voicing this, don't put any money into electric charging stations, so we can't drive up to northern Wisconsin because there's no electricity to plug into. But I think, you know, just regular things, raising the Social Security payments for the middle class, and maybe raising the payments on everybody so they all pay a certain percentage. Things like that would get, you know, the average person
And I think we got kind of hornswoggled also in the high prices with inflation and stuff, which nobody controls. And we know the guy in there now isn't doing a dang thing.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call, Perry. Thank you so much. I appreciate your perspective. Have you noticed, Somers, how so many people are outside enjoying the nice weather and we're not?
Yeah, yeah.
Great call. Beautiful Oconto up there in northeast Wisconsin. Let's go closer to home for our station and Dick in Madison and WMDX here in Dane County. Dick, are you outside as well enjoying this nice weather?
I was. Real quick, I heard almost all of the things talked about the last caller said. Nobody paid any damn attention. But I'm going to run something by you that I ran by the show this morning. We have some ex-presidents. I know that that's supposedly out of bounds. We're living in different times. All of these guys need to step up. I know the last one needs to stay out because it'll look like sour grapes too soon after. But Bush, Clinton, and Obama all need to step up fast and at least say, this is not normal. This is not how we grew up. This is craziness. The stock market's down up 900 points again today. He's totally cratering this economy in 7 weeks. This isn't normal. Nothing's normal about it. And it needs to be spoke to by the ex-presidents.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I mean, I saw during the last election, I saw former President Obama, former President Clinton out on the campaign trail for Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. I mean, they were out there doing things. As a former Republican and somebody who voted for George W. Bush twice, I would have liked to have seen him done more than just not endorse Trump. I mean, that's helpful to a degree. I mean, it sends a nuanced message to people who know him or followed him or supported him. It was clear that George W. is not a Trump fan at all. But I agree with the caller that it would have spoken a lot more had W. come out and actually endorsed Vice President Harris, like Liz Cheney did, like Bush's running mate, Dick Cheney did. But then, of course, we heard from some disaffected Democrats that said that was part of why they wouldn't vote for her is because she was making some sort of an unholy alliance with, you know, the Bush-Cheney clan. I subscribe to Trygve Olson's 7 Rules of Dealing with an Authoritarian. I can't remember which number it is, but, you know, Hitler in World War II was the worst person on earth. The second worst person was Joseph Stalin. The United States decided to make a deal with the second worst person in order to take the worst person out.
The enemy of your enemy is your friend, yeah. At least for now.
So I thought that was smart on Harris's part. 855-752-4842. Deanne, up in beautiful Claire, listening to WCFW on the tap. Deanne, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I was just going to respond to the gentleman who talked about all of the ex-presidents getting involved. And I'm of the opinion that they will eventually get involved, but I think that all of the mega followers need to feel the pain first. If those presidents get involved now, they'll just become a distraction for the party. Whereas if megas start feeling the pain of all of Trump's decisions, then they're going to listen when those ex-presidents finally come forward. Yeah, that's my opinion.
I think there's some truth to that. And look, I don't wish pain on anyone. I really don't. But I agree with you in the sense that there are some folks out there in the electorate, kind of like Doubting Thomas, you know, the story from the Bible, after Jesus, you know, resurrected, went to his disciples, and Thomas didn't believe it until he could feel Jesus' hands and the scars. There are some Doubting Thomases out there. Until they actually go through it themselves, they're not going to believe it. Come back, take more phone calls, wrap things up. We'll do a quick version of What's Worse. Appreciate all the phone calls. 855-752-4842 is Pacific Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, followed by a weather check of our great weather out there across Wisconsin. Very spring-like, almost summer. Mike Clemens with a great sports report. Did not have the time. Appreciate all the calls. Did not get the time to talk sports like I intended today. Again, big congrats to Wisconsin Lutheran College, who knocked off my alma mater, the Platteville Pioneers, in the round of 32 in the Division III NCAAs in Platteville on Bo Ryan Court. Not an easy thing to do. Wisconsin Lutheran College got their very first win in the NCAAs the night before and then knocked off Platteville on Saturday to advance to the Sweet 16. Congrats to them. Also congrats to the Badger women's hockey team that beat the evil Minnesota Golden Gophers to win the WCHA title. Yet another title for the Badgers under Coach Mark Johnson. When are they going to put up the statue in front of LeBron Arena on Mark Johnson? Badgers, the number one seed now in the NCAAs. By the way, our friend Brady Ewing, listening to the show today, we always appreciate that. He sends me this article because he heard us talk about, I've apologized to the show for today's show online because I've over-prepared for today's show. And I also blame daylight savings time. And now here, Brady sends me a story from PBS. Daylight saving time causes lower productivity and higher healthcare costs, studies say.
It does.
Investigators into the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster revealed that key decision makers worked on little sleep, raising concerns that the fatigue impaired their judgment. And it goes on to the Exxon Valdez oil spill. So clearly, more sleep, less preparation for tomorrow's show. Let's go quickly. Who do we got here? L.A. Tom, call it back quickly. L.A., what do you got for us?
I have to say that I think we do have a woman problem in this country. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of women that voted for a woman, but we've had two of the most qualified women run for office. And for some reason, you had 53% of white women voting for a pee-grabbing rapist over another woman.
Yep.
I really think that Democrats should not put another woman up for president, because I think it's a built-in something that's going on, and I just don't think that a woman can win. I think if Joe Biden, as an example, would have stepped down and made Kamala Harris the president, and then she could have been the president for 6 months to 8 months or whatever, then maybe people would have got used to it. But there's just something about it, and I don't think women want other women to succeed. I just don't.
But really, do you think? I mean, maybe there are some people out there. We elected a black man to the presidency
53%.
Twice.
53%. Who do we call God? A man. Who do we do the different things whenever there's anything that's in leadership in this country? A man. And I'm telling you, there is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president. Because there's a lot.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember. You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
Appreciate. Before we let you go, things that are too salty or foods that are too sweet. What's worse?
Probably too sweet. I'm not really big salty or sweet person, being vegan and stuff. So I just,
Thanks. Say probably too sweet. Thanks, LA. Appreciate it. Have fun out there in the West Coast. Now another Tom here in Wisconsin, in Madison. Tom, thanks for calling. Let's see. Tom, are you there?
Hello?
Tom, you're on the air. What do you got?
I didn't use my name.
What?
That's okay. You mentioned our representatives. You didn't talk about Mark Pocan. I wish you'd talk more about him. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what he's doing against, you know, with Doge and everything. He's introducing a new rule about Musk. Have you seen that?
I've seen a little bit about it. I mean, I think Congressman Pocan is a great guy. He's been on the show. You know, I think Democrats can offer lots of bills, but they don't have the majority right now. And so I appreciate speaking out is certainly good, but bills by Democrats aren't going to go anywhere right now.
I hear you on that. But he is the one guy, I don't know if you remember, if you were here 14 years ago, he's the one who broke open ALEC. You know, he went into ALEC and broke in and brought it up. And he's the one who kind of showed us that this is what Project 2025 people are all about and moving it forward. So he is attacking Project 20. I just think he's a good soldier for us.
He's a great guy. He's a great representative from Wisconsin. I've known him a long time, all the way back when he was in the state assembly, and I think he fights hard for Wisconsin, and would love to have him back on the show.
Yep, cool.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, Sobbers, we got 2 minutes. Here's a 2-minute speed round of what's worse. What's worse?
No time for the
things
music.
That are salty or things that are sweet. L.A. Tom says things that are sweet.
I'm going to agree with L.A. Tom. As somebody who... I literally have to take salt pills, and I'm supposed to oversalt my food.
I did not know this. We've been doing this show together for 2.5 years.
Like I've mentioned it
I've
before,
learned
but
a lot about
a
your health
ago.
Conditions. I did not. You take salt pills?
Yeah, I take. I don't remember exactly.
I mean, I don't mean to be laughing at the condition.
No,
it's
funny.
I didn't know this about you.
Especially
and I didn't even know people did this. It's like the Mayflower stuff.
Before I was diagnosed, I would always eat food with less salt because it's like salty food is bad for you. And then it got worse. And then I got diagnosed. And they're like, nope, you're supposed to do the opposite.
I disagree. I think things that are sweet are worse. Things that are salty are worse. Did you say salty?
I said sweet's worse.
Yes. I think salty is. Because you can't take the salt out. I don't know.
That's fair.
All right. Of all the shows we've ever done, this has been one of them. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Tomorrow's show will be better. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the American crisis. Also, if the GOP has a mandate, should they be able to pass a stopgap spending bill without Democratic help? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Los Angeles District Attorney, Nathan Hochman, says his office will not oppose a resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers serving time for the murders of their parents 35 years ago.
The position we are taking today is that we will go forward. We are prepared to go forward with the court's initiated resentencing proceedings and look forward to a resentencing hearing on that motion. However, we are asking the court to withdraw the previous district attorney's motion for resentencing because we believe there are legitimate reasons and the interests of justice justifies that withdrawal.
New tariffs expected to go into effect this week on Canada lumber. That's jolting markets for another day. Syria's interim government signing a new agreement that creates a ceasefire in all Syrian territories and guarantees the rights of all Syrians, regardless of religious and ethnic backgrounds. It comes amid fierce fighting in the region. This is ABC News.